With this variant, it was a very big divergence, not from Delta, not from Alpha, but really kind of a unique set of new groupings of mutations that were different. And to see so many in one variant type was what was really surprising. And I think that's really why it's been labeled a variant of concern. We don't know yet what this means clinically. We don't know what this is going to mean for vaccines, for treatment. How ill it's going to make people, if it's going to make people more ill, if it's going to make people less ill. We're hearing some early reports that it may make people very mildly ill, just really fatigued, but we have lots more to learn in that space. But it's just so different from what we saw before in areas that are kind of key to both vaccination as well as for treatment, particularly monoclonal antibodies, that has made it of concern. And so that's why it's being watched carefully.
Huh, okay. I guess the one that people here are pretty familiar with is the Delta variant, and that put Alaska at the top of the list for the highest rate of infection in the country. There was this huge wave of cases here. Is there any reason to think that when this gets here, things won't be the same, that it won't drive a huge surge here?
Again, I think it's a whole series of unknowns. So South Africa experienced a large Delta wave surge, and then the cases came down really precipitously, and they've been having very low case counts. They started to see an uptake in the cases, and they were sequencing those cases in a very similar way that we do, and saw that the virus had really changed and was very different. We're clearly seeing cases come down in Alaska. I think we're really entering a time of uncertainty from an epidemiological standpoint. We have a lot of travel coming up with the holidays as we are seeing people kind of just become increasingly fatigued with COVID. So it's a little bit unknown, like because we just experienced this big surge, are we going to have less of a surge if we were to get this variant in? We also are much more vaccinated than South Africa. South Africa is about 24% vaccination. So how much is our previous wave plus our vaccine rates going to help protect us with a surge of this variant if it does really turn out to be highly transmissible and move quickly? It is yet to be determined. There's good reason to think that both previous infection as well as protection from vaccination will help protect us with this variant, even though it is quite different. And it is part of the reason that, given waning immunity, the CDC made the changes in the recommendations that everyone 18 and above should get boosted now, given the change in this variant.
It's pretty interesting what is going on with the sequencing efforts to detect Omicron, or I guess any other variant that might pop up in Alaska. Can you tell me about what those folks are doing, and is the state stepping up its efforts to sequence for different variants?
Yeah, sequencing is a lot of work and it takes a long time. It takes about 2 weeks from when we get the sample to be able to fully sequence it. And not every sample we get in can we sequence, either because of resources or just the sample quality. Sometimes the sample quality isn't good enough to be able to sequence. We have been working with people all across the state to try to get samples sent into us. The goal isn't to sequence everyone's test. It really doesn't matter from an individual perspective, which variant you may or may not have for the most part, but it really does matter from a larger public health perspective. And because the sequencing data could take longer to get back than you could really act upon. So, say I get COVID-19, I'm not going to be able to have that information back in a timely manner to figure out, different treatment modalities. And so, it's really a larger public health perspective that we think about which variant we have.
Gotcha. I know we're pretty early into this Omicron variant, and we haven't actually detected that in Alaska yet, but I've definitely heard from people that are frustrated that it doesn't even look like we're getting close to the end of this pandemic, especially with this recent news. What do you say to people like that?
Yeah, I think it's exhausting and it's frustrating, and people are tired. I think we forget how, since the beginning of time, it's been a battle and a competition between viruses, bacteria, and us and different organisms. I think we've really lived in this golden age where we get sick and we can expect an antibiotic to take care of it or a vaccine to prevent it. And I think this is just a reminder that viruses and bacteria continue to change and we have to be resilient. We have to continue to learn and respond. I think it's important to not be overwhelmed by the new information. We have tools. We know what works and what doesn't work. There are some new unknowns with the Omicron variant. But there are many knowns. We know that distancing helps. We know that masking can make a big difference. We know that smaller groups can make a big difference. We know that testing is an important tool to identify cases. We think that all of the testing modules that we have right now, antigen, molecular, PCR, will still detect this variant. And so the tests that you have are going to be useful. And I think that while it's exhausting and frustrating, I would just encourage people to continue to look at the wins and remember that we're not powerless over this pandemic. It's not going away anytime soon. And so we need to just learn how to continue to navigate it just like we navigate icy roads. We have storms that come every winter. We have this pandemic. It's still here. No pandemic lasts forever. This will get better over time. It will become endemic eventually. How many people we lose along the way really is up to us.
Yeah. I guess having said that, though, what worries you the most about this? I mean, what keeps you up at night when you think about this Omicron variant?
I think part of it is what you just mentioned, the exhaustion that people feel, how isolated we have become as groups of people to work together in this space. You know, I admitted a super sick 35-year-old over the weekend with COVID-19, and just healthy and fairly young. And I think what keeps me up is the individual stories, the individual patients that I continue to see so sick from this. And if we get a variant that spreads really, really easily and the vaccines are less efficacious and the monoclonals don't work as well or other treatment options don't work as well, we'll just see more sick people. And so we're really relying on the public to really help care for their health, their family's health, their community's health, and working together, which is hard to dig deep, you know, so many months into this response.